More than a dozen communities across Alaska participated in the worldwide 350 Day of Action on Saturday. That number is the CO2 level in parts per million that many scientists believe is the safe upper limit for the atmosphere. The planet is currently edging close to 390. Alaska's participants hope the one-day event spurs more action leading up to the global climate change negotiations in Denmark this December. APRN's Annie Feit has more.
The 350.org website is calling it the most widespread day of environmental action in the planet's history. People in 181 countries participated, holding up signs or drawing out the number 350 with their bodies. In Kincaid Park in Anchorage, about 100 people gathered, many with skis, snowshoes, or sleds. They had a simple message.
350, we love our snow!
Terry Pauls, an environmental educator in Anchorage, helped organize the Kincaid event. She says participants wanted to communicate to world leaders that science should trump politics in the global debate on climate change.
Most of the photos have nothing in them but the people, their place, and the number 350. And the idea was to show these photos, which didn't include any of those languages that might be barriers, to world leaders. In slideshows and in all kinds of ways between now and the meeting in Copenhagen.
Paul says one of her favorite images from around the world has the number 350 artfully drawn out in the sand with the message, "There is no planet B." University of Alaska Southeast student David Moriarty organized a gathering in Juneau, but he found out about the project late and had just 1 week to put it together.
I walked into my English class and I asked, "Who wants to help me save the world?"
Only one person raised her hand, but she happened to be a motivated organizer and a professional photographer. In other words, exactly what Moriarty needed. Together, they convinced 42 people to get together to spell out the number 350. Moriarty says, in today's world, it's easy to feel like you can't have an impact, but this event helped convince him otherwise.
Well, it was really inspirational. You know, I felt, for the first time, I felt really connected to the world as a whole, and suddenly it's like, you know, things like politics and biases, they didn't really matter. It was like, you know, everyone was on the planet together, and at the end of the day, we were all just people.
Grade school students in the southeast community of Gustavus came up with their own unique take on the project. They decided to turn 350 T-shirts into reusable bags to bring attention to the problem of plastic waste in their community. Fourth grader Bethany Bolke says she hadn't done any sewing before, but it wasn't too hard, and it was for a good cause.
I think it would help our community to stop using so much plastic because we've looked in our trash and it's mainly all plastic, so we're trying to reduce it.
Bolke's teacher, Jessie Soder, helped the students organize the event. She says it's easy for kids to be overwhelmed by global issues, so they decided to look at what was possible in their own community.
The way I approach it is trying to make it more local, like trying to help kids to understand and appreciate the world immediately around them, not looking at the big issues like worldwide, you know, what's happening to our world, but, you know, what's happening to our town and what can we do and how can we be responsible citizens of our town.
15 volunteers helped the students sew all 350 bags in just one day. Tomorrow, the students will distribute them to stores throughout the community. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.